black coal figures in today's GeoQuiz. Coal is mined in more than 100 countries and on all continents except Antarctica. Major coal deposits are found from the Appalachian Mountains all the way down to the southern Andes, as well as throughout India, Siberia, and other parts of Asia. Mongolia has just announced plans to start a major coal mining project in the Gobi Desert. But the question for today's quiz is simple. Who are the world's top coal producers? We're looking for the top three coal mining countries in the world. When we come back with the answer, we'll talk coal and hear about a somewhat surprising new study. It says pollution from Asia's coal-fired power plants may actually have slowed down global warming. We'll be back with the answer in a minute. Time's up on today's GeoQuiz. We asked for the names of the top three coal producers in the world. India is number three. Number two is the U.S., and the largest coal producer is China. And this probably won't surprise you. China is also the world's largest user of coal. And that leads to another question. What's the impact of burning all that coal on the global climate? If you've heard that it's helping warm up the atmosphere, you're right. China's coal use has helped it become the biggest annual emitter of greenhouse gas pollution. But a new study out this week shows that the picture is a little more complicated. It turns out that all that coal smoke is also helping to cool the atmosphere. We've asked our environment editor, Peter Thompson, to help us make sense of this news. Peter, what's going on here? How can coal emissions from China be both warming and cooling the atmosphere at the same time?
Well, Marco, it's because burning coal produces a lot of different kinds of stuff, and all of these have different effects on the environment. The two things we're interested in here in terms of their impact on global warming are carbon dioxide and sulfur dioxide. CO2, of course, is that gas we've all heard so much about over the recent years. It helps trap the sun's radiation and warm the planet up. That's undoubtedly happening. There's no question that huge amounts of CO2 are being produced by Chinese power plants and other industry and are helping trap more heat and contributing to climate change.
Right. So that's CO2. What about sulfur dioxide? How does that come into play?
Well, it has the opposite effect. It's released from coal smoke is something called aerosols. These are tiny particles or drops that float up into the atmosphere. And the key here is that they reflect sunlight back into space, and that helps cool the atmosphere. And it turns out that the huge amount of sulfur being released from China's coal plants in the last 10 years or so is actually helping to counteract the warming effect of all that carbon dioxide. It's called masking. And the finding is part of a study published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences here in the U.S. Essentially, the study found that without all that sulfur, the huge increase in China's coal pollution would be having an even bigger impact on the global climate.
What is the take-home message here? Is there a silver lining to that big dark cloud of Chinese coal smoke?
Well, I'm afraid not. There are a couple of reasons for that. One is that CO2 stays active in the atmosphere for centuries, but sulfur aerosols wash out relatively quickly. So when the cooling effect of the aerosols is over, we'll still be stuck with the warming effect of the CO2 for a very long time. More important than that, though, is that sulfur is also a nasty pollutant in its own right. It causes acid rain. It also causes big health problems in people. A few decades ago, Western countries went to great lengths to get rid of sulfur emissions by passing laws like the Clean Air Act here in the U.S. The pressure is on in China to get rid of sulfur emissions there as well. So, in all likelihood, before long, we'll see a drop in sulfur emissions in China and a drop in that masking effect. And that means the effect of all that CO2 is really going to take off. And that's really bad news for the climate.
The world's environment editor, Peter Thompson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.